Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Chester Elton is our guest, our good friend, longtime, more than 10-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of The Culture Works. He's the author of all the books on customer engagement that you should even care about, along with his co-author, Adrian Gostick. The new book, which I don't have a copy of, Chester, is What Motivates Me.
Yeah, it's a good one. I could have sworn I sent you one, but I will fix
it
that
might
today,
be,
my friend.
You know what? Sometimes people come into my office and they know that we have a lot of books here. Somebody might have preempted me on that book. I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me. But all the other books, The Carrot Principle, All In, and then, of course, the new book, What Motivates Me. Chester, give us the website, please.
Yeah, it's theCultureWorks.com, real simple. And yep. Our books are available at fine bookstores everywhere, and especially at the airports for those of you that travel.
Check it out. So, okay, you've got six questions that we can ask ourselves to engage, to make all of us more engaged and hopefully not be grumpy.
Well, exactly. You know, the cost of losing great talent is so high, especially when you're a small business. You've got good people, you want to keep them, and sometimes we don't realize that there are little things going on. And so we've come up with six questions that you can do in your reviews that really do open the doors to great conversation. And the first question is the job what you expected, and are you facing any roadblocks to hitting your goals? So instead of sitting down in your review and saying, hey, what have you done for me lately, I want to know, is the job what you expected? And is there anything I can do as a leader to take away those roadblocks to hitting your goal? It opens up a great conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Second question is, are you getting all the information and training you need to do your job, and do you feel a part of the team? Really key, do you fit in? Do you feel like you're being supported? Is a great question. And then, of course, sit back and listen. Great leaders listen. Next question is, what's the best thing that's happened to you in the last 90 days or the last year? A great question to ask at this time of year. What were the things that really went well for you last year, mm-hmm, so we can continue to keep you in?
And it's always about them. It's always, this is not about the company. This is not about your manager. This is not, you know, it's all about them, right? That's how you frame it.
Exactly. I want to know what you're thinking, what you think about the business. In fact, a great segue to the next question, which is, have you noticed anything we could improve on here? Perhaps something you found that other jobs where you've worked or in other cultures. You know, give me your innovative ideas.
And have a seat. Have a seat, because they might ask you, do you want it alphabetically or categorically?
They may have a big list, yeah. The next question I love is, what are the one or two things that get you jazzed about coming to work every day? And what makes you want to hit the snooze button? You know, this idea of, why does your job rock? Why do you love where you work? You know, find out what they're really good at. Play to their strengths. To your point, find out what motivates them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the last question is the key, after you've asked the first five, is there anything that we've done that might make you want to leave us, that might make you think of quitting? Because when you lose those good people, that's a big hole, and it puts a lot of burden on you as a leader. You've got to hire new people. You've got to train them up. There's lost relationships. When you've got great people, you want to keep them. And conversations like this, and more than just once a year, can really help engage, motivate, and give you an insight as to what
this is.
Why
this is so important for small businesses, Chester, because we go through life thinking that our good employees are like us. You know, we love our businesses. We come to work every day. You know, we just gotten into this habit of this old shoe of our business that's part of our world, and we see our key employees doing the same thing. We see them behaving in a way that we behave. We get the feeling that they're just like us, but
right.
But there are differences, and they don't need to be taken for granted.
No, you know, when you've got your team humming, that's when you really need to focus. Don't take anything for granted, especially your people. Everything we've talked about this morning, you know, make sure you come to work with a great attitude, choose to be grateful, but get to know what motivates your people, how to engage them, and these six questions are really high engagement questions where you can really get to understand why your people love working for you, why they don't love working for you,
right,
and what it is that really engages and motivates them at work.
Well, do you have anything, are you seeing anything out there with the younger generation coming on where they already know they're going to work in six or seven different jobs before they retire? Is it any more difficult to get them to be engaged than it is some of the older generations?
You know, Jim, I don't think so, but you've got to realize that they're looking for portable skills. And you're right, you may not have them for a long time. That's why these conversations are even more important. Where do you see yourself in 2 or 3 years? What would you like to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
While you've got them, maximize their potential. And then make sure that you're investing in them in skills that are portable. Because you know what? They may come back. And that's not such a bad thing.
But you know what? The thing is, this isn't a natural law. This thing about you're going to have six or seven jobs before you retire, this isn't a natural law. It doesn't have to be that way.
No, it doesn't.
You can thwart that.
It would be great for your business when they come back.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've been wondering about this thing about if the young kids come to work knowing they're going to be, you know, moving around a lot, does that you know, maybe subliminally make them not be engaged as much? Is it harder for them?
No, yeah. You know what, Jim? I think it's the opposite.
Yeah.
I think because they know it's a short period of time, they're going to be really intense, learn as much as they can to take it with them when they leave.
But I still think a lot of the, as you know, a lot of the engagement success is the leadership.
You better believe
yeah.
it.
Hey, theculturebooks.com is the website. Adrian.
You better believe
Manchester.
It. And you know what, Jim?
Say, say hi to Adrian.
You always motivate me.
Come back soon, Chester. Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.